This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Search and rescuers are on a mission to locate a Lion Air commercial plane that went down Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia. 189 people were on board, and Indonesian officials don't believe they will find any survivors. The plane lost contact with ground officers shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to base. Officials say they can't confirm the cause of the crash until they find the plane's black box, the cockpit recorder that captures voice and flight data. Here's more from the head of the National Transportation Safety Committee, who speaks through a translator.
We will use a ping finder because the box emits a ping noise at the frequency of 390 kilohertz. There's also a sonar scanner. After that, we'll send in divers to find its position.
One child and two babies are among the passengers on the downed plane. Thousands of people from all faiths united behind calls that love defeat hate as the U.S. city of Pittsburgh mourned the worst anti-Semitic attack in recent U.S. history. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin says the American tragedy is felt deeply worldwide.
At this time of pain, we cannot offer you consolation, but we can take you to our hearts and tell you again and again, you are not alone. The people of Israel and the entire Jewish people stands with you.
Police say 11 people were shot and killed while attending worship services in a synagogue Saturday morning. Longtime Social Liberal Party lawmaker and former army officer Jair Bolsonaro has been elected Brazil's president. His election brings to an end more than a decade of leftist rule in Latin America's largest economy. This is VOA News. Germany's Angela Merkel announced Monday that she will step down as head of her conservative party in December after 18 years and won't seek a fifth term as chancellor in 2021. The change will launch a leadership transition in Europe's biggest economy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Angela Merkel says she won't try and influence who succeeds her, and that she sees many more opportunities and risks in her vision ahead for her Christian Democratic Union party. The Chancellor has confirmed that she plans to step down as leader after 18 years, but says she will remain German Chancellor for the rest of the current parliamentary term. The announcement follows two state election debacles for the federal government's grand coalition of her conservative Christian Democratic Union party, its Bavaria-only sister, the Christian Social Union, and the centre-left Social Democrats. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Tunisia, 9 people, including 8 policemen, were wounded when a woman blew herself up in what a spokesman for the Tunisian Interior Ministry described as a terrorist explosion. This happened Monday in central Tunis. In Sri Lanka, one person was killed when a former cabinet minister tried to re-enter his office at the petroleum ministry. On Friday, the president fired the prime minister and swore in ex-president Mahinda Rajapaksa to replace him after claiming to have uncovered an assassination plot. Parliament has been suspended for more than 2 weeks. Parliamentarian Jayampathy Wickramaratne denounced the move.
That the president can remove the prime minister. Only for the sake of argument. But even then, he can't do it arbitrarily. He can only do it then if the prime minister has lost his majority in parliament.
The U.S. has urged all sides to refrain from violence and called for parliament to be reconvened to affirm who will lead the government. A new group of migrants making their way to the U.S. clashed with Mexican authorities at the border between Mexico and Guatemala on Sunday. According to reports, the group broke through a gate at the Guatemala border with Mexico. Local first responders said that security forces used rubber bullets against the migrants. This volunteer firefighter responded to the chaos. He says, "We have transported people with sunstroke who have received blows, and we have transported a person who was wounded in an unconfirmed incident. It has been said that that person died." The Mexican Interior Minister rejected the violence that occurred at the border. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to shut down the border with Mexico and last week said he would send troops if the migrant caravan is not stopped. And the suspect accused of mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to U.S. politicians will be in court Monday. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.